Welcome to People Power and Politics, hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.
A very warm welcome to everyone. My name is Paul Phillip, Editor-in-Chief of Caribbean American Weekly, The Immigrant's Journal, and Workers' World Today. And I have the pleasure of having two very special guests, Mr. Sean DeFossois, who is the president of DC 37 and Local 372, and Mr. Donald Nesbitt, who is the vice president for DC 37 and Local 372. Welcome, gentlemen. Good to have you here with us today.
Thanks. Great to be here.
Our pleasure. Yeah. Our topic today is education, and New York City is known to be the most segregated school system in the country. Let's talk about that.
Wow, let me just say this. This is not new news. This is old news. This is just something that's been out for the longest time. I mean, it's something that seems to have expanded and maybe made of seem a little better today. But I just think a lot of things was camouflaged. I think the system today needs to be vamped. It needs to have a whole new system of changing our protocols. Things should not be according to zip codes. A lot of things here is according to zip codes, depending on what zip code you live at. I feel that if a person wants to go to a school, they should be going to school they want to go to, not a school that they have to be destined to go to. A lot of school that you got that in your neighborhood is not a school that you want to go to. A lot of school in your neighborhood, your parents don't want you to go to those type of schools because it's not but neighborhood people, and they're going to learn as well. So I just think that overall that children need to be able to pick and choose where they want to get their education from.
Mr. Nesbitt?
To add to this, I'm glad that we're talking about this topic. Digging deep into the traditional segregation and racism within schools all across the United States, right? But in New York City, the segregation here, I think moving forward, we definitely have to look at, like President Francois said, because of your zip code, the resources that doesn't come to your schools, right? We have to look at why a student in a public school in Bayside, Queens is getting a better education than a student in Southeast Queens or Brownsville, Brooklyn. We have to begin to look at that. And if we're talking about equity, if we're talking about inclusion to every student, we have to give them an equal shot at success. And if we're not giving them an equal shot at success based upon their zip code, then shame on us as an education system. We have to begin to look at those. We looked at Stuyvesant High School. A report came out 2 days ago. 8 black students were accepted into the school. 8. You're telling me 8 in New York City qualify for Stuyvesant High School? You know, we can't continue to base things upon a test as the only mechanism to why kids get into schools and have an equal chance at success in life. It's just a failed system, and we have to begin to look at those things. We can talk about this for days, but like President Francois said, this is nothing new. The next chancellor, the next mayor is going to have to take a serious look at creating equity within the New York City school system.
Right, and if I can piggyback too, communication is key. If you have a chancellor and you chose a chancellor to come here and to make a difference in society, that's like for the DOE, and he's coming here with some new ideas, he's coming here with different visions, mindset, to make a change. You have to have a mayor that's going to be able to sit and coincide with that chancellor to allow certain changes to come about. This chancellor, Hakeem, his first vision, his first motivation, I can tell, was to change the system from that desegregation nonsense. But it seemed like it went to a dead wall because the mayor did not adhere to what he was trying to do. So it didn't fall through. But we need somebody who's going to be forthright, steadfast, and vigilant to keep it going, to keep it going. Hopefully the new chancellor today, let's hope our vision, it would be a little different, be more forthright to this mayor, or to the new mayor, the next mayor that's coming in New York City, to see the righteousness of what it needs to be done for communication to make things go forward.
And talking about that, the next mayor coming, and of course there's a new chancellor, Miss Porter. How is how is your union going to, well, your to the two unions, DC-37 and Local 372, which has the Department of Education, the Board of Education, how are y'all going to apply pressure? What plan do y'all have to see that things get done? Because like you said before, it's not new news, but it's still going on. The issue is still there. So what, you know, how do y'all see?
Well, first of all, to have a sit down with the new chancellor. We definitely got to have a dialogue with her, first of all, to show her where we stand at, what our union stands at, and what our members want, what our members not just want, what they need. So the first thing is dialoguing. First thing is, like I said, again, communication is key. First thing, sit down with her, let her know where we stand, let her know where we're at, and let her know that it's going to take some aggressive movement to change things. And then let her know that, we know it's not going to be easy, but we're here to work with you. We're not here to work against you. See, a lot of times people on different sides of the field, different sides of the park feel that they want to work against each other. No, we're here to work with you. Because it's not about me, it's not about her. It's about the children of New York City that needs an education. So it's up to us to collectively work together and negotiate a movement that is better for the children that we serve each and every day.
And to add to that, endorsement of a candidate is not endorsement because you like them, right? The city council is one of the pressure points that you can use to pressure the council and the DOE and the mayor into doing some things around education. You also, a lot of things and changes to the education system start in Albany. So that is another pressure point. So endorsement of candidates, when we endorse candidates, and I can speak for President Francois with this, when we endorse candidates, we want to make sure that they're actually holding true to some of the values and the beliefs that we believe in and the changes that need and reforms that need to happen in society. And around education, those are some of the things that we actually speak to. We're also training our members to run for office. Because talking to one of our members who are actually a part of the education systems, it makes a difference when you walk in their office and say, this is what's needed for education. And they say, Mr. Nesbitt, Mr. Francois, get out of my office. I already know because I've done the job, right? It makes a huge difference. And so you look for those people when you're endorsing candidates. Those are some pressure points and areas that you can actually press on to make some changes within the system.
Right, and education, you got to understand, too. It's not just current education on the local level. You got to start today for higher learning. You need a higher learning, but they need to start today. What you do today is the attitude of tomorrow. So today, what you do today makes it better for the higher learning, the higher education system to work as well. Because what you do now, you're going to go to college, you want to go further than that. Mm-hmm. It takes now to prepare for that. So what you do now is is key to the movement of higher learning education, which is what people seek to do to get better jobs and to live society in a better way. But education is the key to that. Now, I'm just saying this to you. And it's sad to say that when I grew up, as a child growing up, I grew up in the 60s. College was the biggest thing you can do as far as making a life. And that needs to come back because it doesn't seem that that's the case today. Education has faltered because I know people with master's degrees, doctorate degrees, bachelor's degrees, can't find a job. They're coming to unions for jobs. They're coming here for jobs. And if they do get a job, it's not what they seek for. It's not what they plan out to be. Mm-hmm. And so if you don't plan out to be in a job you want to be, you're going to be miserable in that job. You're not going to do the job effectively because it's not where you want to be. You're not happy. You have to be happy where you work each and every day so you can do the job effectively and feel good about doing the job. You'll do it better if you like doing what you do.
Definitely, because they say find, you know, something that you love and it wouldn't be like work, right?
That's right.
And it's very important to set that foundation. So, gentlemen, we want to thank you so much for sharing this information with us, and we look forward to having you back again.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
So, gentlemen, I want to thank you so much for coming here and sharing information about your union and workers' rights and what's been happening. And just share some information about your union in terms of if somebody wants to go and read up, you know, get some more information.
Well, first of all, I'll let Donald piggyback on that. We do newsletters every quarterly, try to do newsletters every quarterly throughout the year. But we will do a newsletter. If something big comes up, like the ERI, the early retirement system came up, we're going to do a newsletter about that so the people know what's going on. When the no layoffs clause came up, we did a newsletter about that so people know what's going on. We also have a website that people can go to on a regular basis that you can look at and get information. We always update our website on a daily basis, 3-4 times a day. Social media is a good platform to also get the word out as well and news out as well. our fashion too. So there's a lot of different avenues that we go to get the word out. And only that, robocalls we do, and then also regular emailing we do, and also regular home mailing that we get the word out as well. So we have different platforms that we're able to reach our members to get the word out. And we have what you call union representatives out there that goes around the five boroughs to make sure they get information out there. We have what you call district meetings in the districts, so they get information out there in the district, not just general membership meetings. We have there's all different types of ways to reach out to the members for them to get the knowledge and anything new that's going on, anything that's pertinent, that's current, that's going on, we get it out there to for them to know.
And the website is?
Yeah, the website. So there's two websites because we spoke of two things today. Mm-hmm. DC37 is dc37.net. And then for Local 372 is local372.org.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
People Power and Politics, Hard Talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.